Lyft is not a cab service. First, it requires that the user download a smartphone app. If there are any Lyft drivers in the area, you can contact the driver through the app to request a pickup. The drivers use their own private vehicles. Miami-Dade County requires taxicab drivers to go through a lengthy licensing process, but Lyft drivers don't need a taxi license. Diego Feliciano is president of the South Florida Taxi Cab Association and has concerns about the safety of passengers.
Example, a Lyft driver moves here from New York. He's got his own car, starts driving for Lyft. He doesn't know Miami, so he goes up the one-way street and has a head-on collision with you in the car.
Alma Aldridge is Lyft's launch team manager. She says Lyft is simply connecting people to the drivers, not providing transportation.
Again, because we are peer-to-peer and it's not a commercially licensed service, we believe that allows us to enter the space in a very different way.
Earlier this year, a similar ride-sharing service called Uber tried to start operations in Miami-Dade, but county commissioners blocked that effort. I'm Jeffy Bernard in Miami.